Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for our morning Rosh Yichyu. Today is the Yortzeit and the schus refuas yochebet fege, ruchay yochebet fege bas michal dispasia, the schus Reb Yosef Tzvi, and Mar Sana Miriam, the Roman Rosh Miriam, Naomi Sofas Mar Sana Miriam, Nechagidu bas ruchayim Tzvi, Baruch Tzachal Vachim Uchol Novim Eleim. Today is the Yortzeit of the great Gaon, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha, the Mir Rosh Yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, over the years, we have had many shiurim based on his Torah. His Torah is just so sweet, and he has so many new yesodos in halacha and lamdas. And I was working on a sugi yesterday of the psul shemen by the Chashmonaim. We're holding Motzei Chanukah. I found an article in the Moriah Torah Journal from the month of Shvat, in the year Tovshin Ayin Dalid, in 2014, where his Talmud, Rav David Freiman, the son of the great Gaon Rav Tzion Freiman, Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha, he was a chavrus with Reb Chaim. He has three svarim called Maim Chaim of the Torah of Reb Chaim that he wrote down when I was Menachem Avo of David Freiman. So his mother was Nifter, so he was sitting together with his father in Mitzion. So on his shelf, he had many, many Mesechtes, Ksubis, Yavamis, Kedushin, Gittin, whatever, all a lot of Mesechtes. And it wasn't a Mesecht, it was the Kedushim of Reb Chaim that he wrote down in those Mesechtes. They had them like bound. These mesechtes, the chedushim and these mesechtes. So hopefully, as the years progress, we'll get more and more Torah from Reb Chaim, from him, from others. The Shari Chaim, they have numerous volumes, putting out more. The latest that I'm aware of is Bava Basra. And so this article in Moriah talks about dichui b'mitzvah u'kachin. That's how it relates to the shemen. Hopefully, we'll get to that in a future shir. But it begins as follows, says Morena Rabbeinu Reb Chaim Yusuf Soysev Dovus Bekevet Shabiluli Nishmaso. Hinelin Kochem Atsinu Din Dichui. What's Dichui? That something was Roi Voi made Lahakrova Vinitcho. Something that was ready for Hakrova, was standing for Hakrova, and it was rejected. Einoi Choyzer Vinira. It is no longer Roi for Hakrava, even after the Siba for which it became Nidcha is Batal. It doesn't matter. If it's Dachui from being Kachim, if it's rejected from being brought as a Karvan, it is out. No Mass, no more. So that's when it comes to Kachim. Linyan Mitzvahs Nestapt Guba Gimore in Meseches Sukkah and Daflamit Gimel Amud Aleph. There's a sofek in the Gemara. Is there dichui b'mitzvahs, or is there not dichui b'mitzvahs? Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah always asks these lamdish akashis. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, nig, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he's like the achron in the Gemara, the Rosh Hashiva in the Gemara, the Rav Shimon Shkop, the Rugged Shaver, that type of. Alam the shakashis that really get you excited. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, niktam roishoy me'erev yomtif, ve'olsa boy tomorrow be yomtif. So the Gemara says that niktam roishoy, if the top of the hadas was clipped off, cut off, so ve'olsa boy, so it's possible, but if also boy tomorrow, if a date grew on it, it's on the top, it's kosher. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, let's say it was cut off in erev yomtif, and the tamara came in on yomtiv, it only grew on yomtiv. Now, what's the, after the lulav was nagat, after it was tied together? Shaila is, yesh dichui b'meitzel mitzvahs ola. Is there dichui, or is there not? V'tivshoit lei. So why don't you resolve this suffix from the following source? Mehodisnan, from that that we learned in the Mishnah. Kisau. The person was mechasa the dam of a chayor and ov, and then nizgala, and then the dam was exposed. Potter milchasis, he is absolved from having to recover it again. So he already covered it once. He saw haruach, but let's say the wind covered the blood. And right after we shech, they have to kisi adem to cover the blood with dust. So let's say the wind did it. Chayev lechas, he has to cover. Amar Rav Baruch Amar Rav Yoichan and loishan away like shechazu v'nis gala. And lo chazu v'nis gala potim lechas. It's only if it wasn't chazu v'nis gala. What's chazu v'nis gala? This step, kisa ruach. If the wind covered it up, he has to cover it up again. That's only when the dam was misgala, but if it wasn't, it's patim lechas v'avinam ba. We asked, ki chaziv nizgala ma'ichayv lechasayis, when it was revealed again, when it was uncovered again, why does he have to cover it? Hoyel v'itchi, since it was nitche mi'mitzvaso, kishin nizkasa idea ruach, when it was covered by the ruach. Itchi! It's already nitche, zil, shalom. As v'amer av papa, zot omeret, ein dichu etzul mitzvot. There's no dichui by mitzvahs. So from the fact that if it's uncovered and then uncovered, you have to cover it again. So it means that even though there was a point in time where you weren't chayiv in the mitzvah, you're nitcha from the mitzvah, nevertheless, you have to recover it, cover it again, because ain't dichui by mitzvahs. As ma tam asafek bagmara, lechalek bein mitzvot lekodeshim. Shebekodeshim, there's a din on the gufa behema. The behema's kdoisha liikarev, uveze ne'amar din dichui. Dehecha de nifsal achefza nitcha me'akrova, ve'enu choyzer v'nira. So it's a din in the chefza, that the chefza, you're doing a mitzvah with the chefza, so if the chefza was nitcha, was rejected from having to be brought as a korban, enu choyzer v'nira, it doesn't become roi again. Aval b'mitzvus sheim chiyuv ala gavro. Mitzvah rechiv in the person, not shayich dichui. Because even if it was the chayfus is nifsal kiyum a mitzvah, the gavro is oimid b'chiyuvos. That's a pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's no dichui b'mitzvus. The mass of matan is that maybe there's no dichui b'mitzvus because the chayfutzah was nitcha, but not the gavro. By mitzvus, it's the din of the gavro, not the chayfutzah. So that's all shayich by mitzvahs that are mutal ala gavra bilvad, like the tinas lulav. That even though you're mekayim a mitzvah with a certain chayfetz, nevertheless the chiyuv mitzvah isn't totally in the chayfetz. Romi a chiyuv ala gavra, the chiyuv is on the gavra. And even if you don't have a lulav, you still chayiv in the mitzvah. But if a mitzvah is totally with chayfetz misuyam, maybe there is dichui by kodshim. Because if nifsal a chayfetz, there's no mitzvah in chiyuv even on the gavra. So maybe mitzvahs where there's a din and a chefza, there is going to be dichui. There's just no dichui here because there's a din and a gavr. Uviyoser leish lodun. We can discuss even more. Hishri shulanu rabbi seinu achroinim. The latter sages already implanted within us the idea that there are two types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that are primarily on the gavro, that Ratzon HaTorah is that he should do a maisa hamutal olav, and there are mitzvahs sheikaram umikoach ma she Ratzon HaTorah shetehev deskayim atoitzo. We know that there are mitzvahs on the gavro, the maisa mitzvah, and then there are mitzvahs on the toitzo. So we can say that by mitzvahs, where the chiyuv is that the Ratzon HaTorah, is that the Teitzah should be miskayim, it'll be shayach to have a din dichui kamo b'kodshim. Shem nitcha inyin zeh shechiyuv HaTorah sheyiskayim, chol bo din dichui kamo b'kodshim shenifsalu v'eino choyzer v'nira. So if the chiyuv is out to the Teitzah, maybe it'll be dichui. Because if there's dichui and what the Torah wanted to be miskayim, Torah wanted Totsah outcome X, Totsah X. And Totsah X was already fulfilled. So Shani's not chayiv anymore. So the Fizeh, we have to understand why is the Gemara of a Suffolk to be mechalik between Kachim and Dichui? Bishleim and Hadas, we could say it's not like Kachim and there's no dichui because the gavra is still chayv in the mitzvah. And there's no chiyuv machmas achevtza. But in kisui adam, that the Gemara also has a suffix of the dichui in mitzvah, so why should it be different than kachin? There should be dichui. Because here, it's a din on the chevtza. That the blood should be covered. It's also a din in the toitzah. The ikar is the toitzah. You see that because if the wind covers it up, it's pater. So since the toitzah was already fulfilled, and it's a din in the chefze, so it should be nitche. Just like we find by kachin. So it would appear that by mitzvahs kisui adam, yishnei chalokim. Number one, there's a mitzvah with gufa chefze that requires kisui, and the ratzon haTorah is that this outcome should be fulfilled, that the dam should be mechusik kedino. There's another mitzvah, which is a part of the mitzvah, is a chayvas gavra, that's learned from the pasuk v'shafach hasdam v'kiso ba'ofer mi sheshafach yichase, v'zeu chiyuv miyuchad al mi sheshachat shu chayav l'chase. So mitam zeh mevoar b'gmara, shim ba'echad v'kisa chayav l'shalem l'shochet 10 zehuvim, mishum shehefsid lo et kiyum ha-mitzvah hamutelet alav. Somebody else came and he's mechase. Somebody else comes and he's shochet. Says that the shochet has to be mechase. V'shafach has damoy v'kisau be'ofer. Mi sheshafach yichase. And that's a special chiyuv on the person who shechted that he has to cover the blood. This we see in the Gemara that if somebody else comes and covers the blood, he has to pay the shochet 10 gold pieces. Because he made him lose the kiyum mitzvah hamutel esalav. And this is discussed at length by Moreno v'Rabbeinu d'Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal in the Shi'urim an Yevamas being an essay Deicha Loitzesei Be'idnei B'Sreifas Koyen. So that is, I think, as of yet unpublished. So we have a lot to look forward to. However, Hagoyin Reb Aaron mitavrig in a tshuva that was published in the Sefer Makor Baruch in Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Gimel Ois Tes Vav, in the Sefer Ner HaRoim in Simen Hay, he learns that Kisui Adam is a mitzvah that's tluya b'cheftza shal Adam bilvad. Sherotzen haTorah sheteose bo pulas kisui. Now the Yidashin should be shachat yichase. The shochet has a choivas kisui, but it's primarily because of the cheftza. So if you hold that it's also a chiv on the gavros, then we understand why there's no dichui. But if you hold that it's only a chiv on the chevtza, like the Ner Aaron says, like Rav Aaron Mitavrik says, so then there should be dichui. It's Rav Aaron Mitavrik. His real last name is Burstein. And later on he came, first he was a Rav in Lithuania, and Tevrig, I think it's Lithuania. And then Viter, he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he became a Rosh Yeshiva at none other than the Yeshiva of Merkaz HaRav. Me'od me'anyin. Bekitzur, if you hold it's a Chiyuv on the Chevtze, so then there should be Dichui. So why isn't there Dichui by the mitzvah of Kisui Adam? If it's only a chiyuv gavra, say lo shayr dichui. But now that we're saying that it's a chiyuv machmas hachefza, and Rav Aaron Mitavrik says the chefza alone, so there should be dichui. Ach be'emet, yesh lechalek bein mitzvah shehen mitzat tachlis v'toitzah lebein korbanos. You have to be mechalek that by korbanos the ikar inyan is chal on the chevtza, that the din of the korban is to be nikrav, and that the person is mechuyev behavas achata soy osham v'chayotze beze is only a hechitimtzi, that there should be a chalos din korban on the behema, and that it should be sacrificed. But the ikar din is chal on the chevtza of the korban. And therefore, it's shayach dichui, it's only in the carbon. By mitzvah, even when the choiv in the mitzvah is that a certain pu'ula should be fulfilled with this chayvus. Nevertheless, this chayvus shaykh to the person, that it's his obligation. She is skayim inyan zeba chayfetz. And for this week, we can say that even if the mitzvah is on the cheftza, and the ratzon of the Torah is that certain inyan should be miskayim in this chayfetz, ain shayach b'zeh din dichui. Because it's mutal on the person. Even if you say that it's din on the toitzah, nevertheless, the Torah wants the person to make sure that this toitzah happens at din on the chayfetz. It's a din on the person. The Torah wants that the person should bring about this totzah. So even though it's a din on the chayfetz, there's no din dichui. Because it's still up to the person. When we speak about karbanas, the fact that a person's chayv bavos chatas or asham is stechi timtzi, that it should be a din karban on the behema. But the Iker Din is Chal Mechev to the carbon. But by mitzvahs, the Iker Din is on the person. V'chein nira ledaktik miloshon Rashi la'alon, the Bar Maskel Maman de Machsher, who explains, she'ein dichu ilin in mitzvah elin in kiddush kemo karbonis. That's in Sukkah and Daflam and Gimel Amar Aleph. Ein dichu ilin in mitzvah elin in kiddush kemo karbonis. Kach leshon Rashi. ומשמע שהחילוק הוא לגדר דיכוי שייך רק במקום שיש קדושה בחפץ. And what appear what Rashi means is, if the Yisod HaDin is only בחפצה, that it requires הקרבה because of its קדושה, there we say דיכוי. But if it's not Yisod HaBachefetz, Yisod on the person, the mitzvah is fundamentally placed on the person, incumbent on the person. So there we would say that ain't dichui, because the person still has to do it. It's not nitche. So if it's done automatically, so it's done. So he doesn't have to do it, but if it's undone, and we don't say it's nitche because it's the person has to, it's incumbent upon the person. So if he sees it's done, it's done. He doesn't have to worry about it. But if it's not, then he has to do it. There's no dichui. V'chein yesh lulmod midivrei harosh b'moed koton. V'perek gimel simen tzadi vav. Katav she'ein dichui b'mitzvot ela b'kodashim ki ha'adam hu ha'mechuyav la'asot ha'mitzvah. אם נדחית ממנו אתה, לכשתראה המצווה לעשותה, יעשנה. כי האדם לא נדחה מלעשותה. It is not dichui by mitzvah except by kodshim, because a person is mechuyev to do the mitzvah. And if it's nidchei from the person now, when it becomes ro'i again, he should do the mitzvah, and it becomes fitting to be done, he should do it. Because a person was never nidchei. So we see from the lashon of the Rosh a klal, shebemitzvot leolam hadin mutal al haadam. Af bemitzvot shneamru lenyan chefetz mesuyam, shevatzon haTorah shetitkayem bo atotzaa. Shemikol makom kol haMitzvos hein chova hamutalas al hagavro. You can't compare it to kodshim. Kodshim is a din on the carbon and the animal. And when it's a din on the person, there's no tchiyah, there's no dichui. Ki ya'odim lo'y nitcha mila asoysim. So according to this, mizah ha'rachov is greida, ha'gavra greida, it's pashut, that there's no dichui. Mashen ken mitzah tliyus b'chevetz mesuyim, v'yosim mitzah she'achiyuv mach mesachevtza, she'ton, she'tiskayim bo'ya mitzah, adam u'tfei l'kotchim, she'ach u'tfei dichui. U'lefizah ha'da pashut, ha'gamar ha'safik b'hadas, שנפסו מיד כיסו אדם וכאב החוי מרדים בכיסו אדם שהקופונים יש בו חוי וגם מחמצ החבצה דעדן הטון כיסוי ועוד בשעה שאדם מחוץ לכלל חיב לחסי ספילו אחלה כדין דיחוי can badas to chiyuv gabu bavad avad and avad. In other words, what Rabbeinu said is that mitzvahs that are achoyv as gavra, there's going to be no diichui. So the Gemara is really saying kal v'choymel dik. You can say pshat in the Gemara. Gemara has a shaila. Yirmi has a shaila. What's going to be with niktam roishoy mi'erev yomtiv also by tomorrow be yomtiv? Is that diichui or not? Because when you came into yomtiv, it wasn't kosher, and then it became kosher afterwards. So the Gemara is pushing this shaila from kisui adam to zakav v'chomer madach kisui, where it's a mitzvah on the cheftz of the dam to be miskase. And nevertheless, we say that there's no dichui, because it's the person who has to be mechase, even though the mitzvah is done with this, is primarily on the cheftza. I mean, you don't wake up in the morning with a mitzvah of kisui adam. It's only after you shecht, and there's dam lying there, so there's a din to be mechase the dam. It's a gnai, like the Mepharshim say, that there should be uncovered blood. We want the blood to be covered. So, if it's such a case, where there's also a chova machmas hacheftza, nevertheless, we say there's no dicho, yalachas kama v'kama, where it's only a din on the gavra, like in the mitzvah of Arba Minim, there's certainly going to be no dicho. So the Gemara is speaking in Kal V'chomer Dik away. And the Rosh, Moed Katan, Perakim Otsim Tzadivav, we mentioned, writes in Yom Katan, Shemes Oviv, Ve'achaka Chigdil, Shepatur Me'avelus, Av Kishu Gadol. Katan's father died, and then he got older, he's Patur from Avelus, even after he gets older. Is that we find that in Tichui Mitzvah, when the Tichui is Mitzvah Achef, Shem Tzol Mitzvah, so there it's not Shaykh Tichui, since the person still Mechui of Mes Oviv, Shahaya as katan u patur mena mitzvis yesh dichui ve'enoi mischayev kishehigdil. So here the person was nitche. Since the person was nitche, we say yesh dichui. Why was the person nitche? Because the moment his father died and he was a katan, so now he was nitche. He was nitche from doing this mitzvah. So since he was nitche, he doesn't have to do it. So if the mitzvah is on the gavra and the chayfetz is nifsal, so the mitzvah is still on the gavra, there's no dichui. But if the mitzvah is on the gavra and the gavra was nitche, dan, taran, dan. So here there's dichui, because the mitzvah was on the gavra and the gavra was nitche. Normally the chayfetz is nitche. Here the gavra is nitche. If the gavra is nitche and the mitzvah is on the gavra, so there's dichui. In the tshuvis of Moreno v'Rabbeinu, Rabbi Kiveger, Kama, B'siman Nun Dalet, Heir, Lefi Devrei HaRosh, Shenakat Sheshayach Tichui BeKatan Shemet Aviv, V'achar Kach Higdil. So Rabbi Kiveger's mayor, according to the Rosh, who learns that there's Tichui BeKatan's father died, and then he became a Godol, so he's not Noig Avelus. So how did Rav Popa say in Ksubis, Andav Peivav Omed Aleph, that Yisoyimim Ktanim Eim Goyvim Ehem Mishum Shepri Azbal Choyv Mitzvah. She Yitomim Ktanim Eim Goyvim Ehem. Lama Eim Goyvim Yitomim Ktanim Mishum Shepri Azbal Choyv Mitzvah. So if the father owes money, you're not Goyvim from the Yisoyimim Ktanim, because Pri Azbal Choyv is a mitzvah. Ukeshe Yagdilu Goyvim Ehem. When they get older, you do the Gvir. Rei Beodam Ktanim, they weren't Chayv in this mitzvah. But Bazoi, even when they're gedolim, lo yigvu mehem, kivan shekvar nitchu mimitzvah zo. They're already pushed away from doing this mitzvah. It's a gevaldik ha'ora from Rabbi Kiveger. Again, tshuvas kama, b'simen nundalit. Hopefully we'll learn it inside. But in the meantime, he says, if it's true that when the gabra is nitchet and he doesn't have to mekayim afterwards, then how come when they're ketanim they don't have to pay the chayv and they can do it when they're gedolim? In the Sefer Tzemach David, Anshulis Rabbi Kiva Eiger, he asks from where we find Yavam Islamites, that Yavama who fell before a Yavam Katan, Tamtin, she should wait until the Katan becomes a Gadol. And then do Yibam. But wait a second, B'shas Nefila, he was a Katan, and there's a Ptur from this mitzvah. As L'divrei HaRosh, Yesh B'ze Dichui Ve'ein Shaykh Bo Mitzvah Yibam, Af Kishe Higdil. As ma kore po, yesh po dichui. We have two kashes. We have from a yasam who's not collected from as a child, but as a gadol, yes, even though you should say dichui. The mitzvah is not able to be done as a child. Do it later. You shouldn't have to do it later. And also by a katan that when you do yavim katan, you wait till he becomes a gadol. So in order to answer these kashas, maybe we can say, based on what we said earlier, there are two gedolim in mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that the ikar chiyuv is the maise gavra, and the mitzvahs that the tachlis is kiyum ha'inyan b'cheftza. V'nira shekol ma'ashachideh ish ha'rosh. That there's din dichui b'mitzvahs, where the gavra is nitcha, is in a place where the mitzvahs of choyv ha'sasiyam would tell us ala gavra. Like avelus, the Rosh is talking about. There, it's correct. It's mistaber loymar shebimikre she'agavra. Dachui mena mitzvah, eino chozer umitchayev ba. But where the makom is the mitzvah, where the mitzvah is machmas rotzon ha-Torah shetiskayim ha-Toytzoa, the Torah wants that a certain outcome should be achieved, like priyas baal choyv. Not for the gavra, that the gavra should do a certain mitzvah. It's that for the Toytzoa, shi para achov, Yibum, the Torah wants the Toytzah. Hakomas Shem Lochiv. Din on the Gavra Maisa Mitzvah. It's a din on the Toytzah. So even if the Gavra is Nitche, the Mitzvah is not Mizbatel. Why? Because we want to achieve the Toytzah. If there's a Maisa Mitzvah on the Gavra, so then he's Dachui. When the Torah is interested, Kiviyachol, in a certain Toytzah, in a certain outcome being achieved, being accomplished, being fulfilled, so there's no dichui. So that's the case, side by Priyas Baal Choyv, and side by Yavama. That by Priyas Baal Choyv, the Torah wants the debt to be repaid. So in the mail, there's no dichui. By Yibum, the Torah wants Hakom Hashem Lachiv, there's no dichui. Ulefize yesh lodun lenyin koten sheshochat boifin sheshchitatok shera. A koten shechted in a kosher dika oifin. And then after the Shechita, he brought to Cyrus and he became a Gadol. And he can still be Makai Mitzvah's Kisui. Does he have this mitzvah or not? Haim mitzvah zon oheget etzlo? O einan oheget etzlo, mishim shenitcha agavo. So it's totally in the gather of Kisui Adam. If it's just a Choyvas Cheftza, she is Kasa Adam. So, Afladas HaRosh, Leka dichui. There's going to be no dichui. Since in this case, the dichui is in the gavra. But the mitzvah, it's on the Cheftza. It's a Chovas Cheftza, she is Kasa Adam. So how can you say there's Dichui when he's a Katan? You're right, he's a Katan, but there's no Dichui in the Mitzvah because the Adam has to be Miskasa. So we would say no Dichui. But let's say you say that there's also a Mrs. Gavra. The Shoichet has to be Mechase. You can say, oh, there is Dichui. The only thing is, if you say it's both, so then okay, then And the Gavra part of it, the Chavis Gavra, he doesn't have, he's Nitcheb, and the Chavis Chavtsi, he still has to be Mekayim. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we have some beautiful insight into this sugi of Dichui B'mitzvahs and Dichui B'kodshim. And we have a Sach Me'er Tzizagin. Yesh lanu od arbe ma ledaber, ma lomar. Ve'ani rak mevakesh mikvod chaverai v'yedidai ha'ikarim שאתם תישארו איתי, יש בזה הרבה 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 חומר מעניין, מרתק, ויהי רצון שיהיו שפתותיו של הגויין הגודל, חיים לייב, אלתר שמואלביץ, דובבות בקבר, ושנזכה ביחד לראות בתחיית המתים, And that we could see the Rosh Yeshiva B'chaim Chiyuson, all the Tzadikim and Gedolei Yisrael, Kol HaDoiros, Kol HaYehudim Kol HaDoiros, Zeh Nifla Me'od. Toda Rabba Shekshavtem, Ubezrat Hashem, Anachnu Namshich. Ani Mekaveh. Chatzon Shehashem Yiten Lanu Et HaChayim, Betzemchat HaChayim, Bechdei Shenuchal Namshich. Bashiur HaNifla Zeh, עוד הרבה הרבה תורה שנזכה ללמוד ביחד. שלום שלום, sweetest and most beloved.